Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 6th of January, and I'm recording at 10:05 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, stock markets, well, a bit soft here, starting with the Asia-Pacific indices. We had Japan's Nikkei 225 down 2.35%. That's quite a sharp drop, obviously. So a downward dynamic there, but interestingly, the second section, that's TSE 2, was actually up on the day, although not as much as the Nikkei was down. My feeling is that this is a consolidation overall, but we are still at an overbought, short-term overbought condition for Japan. The China markets were weak. Australia was also down a little bit in here today. But China, well, the Shanghai Composite Index down 1.8%. And so it's all very much within a trading range, but is just broke beneath a little pattern within that range overall. So still a serial underperformer here. China Enterprise Index down 1.8% and the Shenzhen Composite down 2.5%. Not much up in the Asian markets here today. South Korea, small gain, 1/3%. And Thailand up 0.5%. That's pretty much it. Also in the Asian Pacific region, we had New Zealand just a small fraction higher, but some big hits in that area. Now, looking at the European markets, what is quite interesting here, I think, today is that the banks, that's the SX70, the banks index for Europe, that had a moderate upward dynamic in here today. So it's offset the downside key day reversal that we saw last week. The SX5E, that's the Euro Stoxx 50 index, however, has not managed to track that move overall, and is a little bit easier. And among other European stock market indices, Spain and Italy were higher here today. That's generally a good sign because they can be like a litmus paper in terms of general attitudes towards the European markets. So moving on to the Americas, interesting here because we had in small ranges, admittedly, but we had a bit of seesawing here before closing on the lower side. Dow down, Dow and the S&P down 0.25% each, and the NASDAQ down a little bit more, 0.44 of a percentage point. Looking at that, I put on a short in the NASDAQ last week, as you may remember, in the NASDAQ 100, and I put in a break-even stop here today because, given that the money supply is still very, very accommodative, albeit we're approaching that first actual tapering in here, but it's certainly been at least partially discounted. I've just protected that NASDAQ short position. High risk you get stopped out in something like that, but it can't go badly wrong is the other side of the equation. But just a generally soft tone here overall, and I'm still thinking back to on the 2nd of January when I mentioned that tax considerations might well contribute to an easier tone in here this month. Okay, so what else is going on here today? The long-dated government bond prices were higher, therefore the yields on the futures contracts, at any rate, were easier in here today, and that U.S. 10-year dropped back. You know, it had been ranging around the 3% level, which is a September high, and it closed today at this evening at 2.96%. And I think certainly if Wall Street sees more profit taking in here, then that may well cause that bond yield to come a little bit lower. And I think the Fed would also like to see it a little bit lower. Now, elsewhere, well, in currencies, the dollar a little bit easier here, the euro a little bit higher at 136.30, the China renminbi very firm overall. And if we that's and if we look at the Indian rupee, it's on the wrong side of 62. It's a little above 62, 62.32 to the US dollar here. So that's weakening the Indian stock market here again today. It looks it's a nervous environment here overall for these stock markets for sure. In terms of other currency action, Japan might be tested again tomorrow. The yen slipped back to 104.24 as I speak. Australian dollar is quiet in here at the fraction firmer at 0.8964 against the USA. And looking at the commodity markets, I think the interesting areas we've got a bit of a firmer tone in the US grains, and that includes wheat, corn. These are all looking somewhat overextended to the downside, particularly wheat. And wheat had a good upward dynamic on Friday after a little bit of loss of downside momentum. It followed through earlier today, but was not able to hold that through the close. One that interests me with this fearsome cold weather that's been sweeping across the United States is orange juice, and that's been up the last couple of days. And they are expecting temperatures to get into the upper 20s Fahrenheit here this week. So there are some risks there, but it takes a real frost to cause sufficient damage to push those prices higher. But this is the time of the year when that can happen, and we also have the potential in this very big cold front. Now, precious metals today, there was some activity to the downside briefly, which reminded me of the high-frequency trading volatility that we have seen too much of in recent years. But these markets snapped back up and closed mostly steady on the day. And last point here, while having mentioned that extreme cold weather in the United States, you've got just the opposite taking place in Australia. There is quite an extreme heat wave in the Queensland and New South Wales region. I commented on that and wrote about that a little bit last week. But there are forecasts that the temperature could actually hit 50 degrees centigrade in northwestern Australia this week. So that's a problem of a very different kind there. So, in terms of climate activity here, we certainly are seeing some extremes once again. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.